Practice 6, Part 1, page 29. Access to information from written texts. Music to go.
For teens today, it may seem hard to believe that only 20 years ago, people had not even heard of MP3 players. In fact, it wasn't until 1979 that the first cassette player was invented. Before that, if people wanted to listen to music, they turned on the radio or listened to music on 8-track tapes, which were about the size of a VCR tape, large and bulky. In 1983, the compact disc, CD, revolutionised the way people listened to music. It wasn't unusual at all to see people jogging, their CD player tucked into their pocket and wires plugged into their earphones. In 1997, the first MP3 players were sold in Korea. From that moment, modern technology has advanced by leaps and bounds. Not only can you listen to music on your MP3, you can also see the photographs that you have taken and watch movies or your favourite television programme while you are on the go. Even more amazing is the size. Many of today's MP3 players are as thin as a pencil and smaller than the palm of your hand. The MP3 player owes its success and popularity to the internet, since most of the music and videos are generally downloaded. However, you don't really need access to the internet itself. You can also transfer music from your CDs to the MP3, but you do need a computer. This is because the MP3 is really just the name of a computer program that compresses data so that you need very little storage space to record a song or a video program. While it is true that this compression changes the quality of the recording, the change is minimal and most listeners don't even notice the difference. It is possible that your parents may not understand you when you speak about your MP3 player. On the other hand, when they talk about listening to music on their cassette player, you may be lost as well. At the rate that technology is advancing, it is a good bet that you also won't understand the new recording devices that your children will be using.